Hi there. Just some thoughts about life on the narrow lane. I think purely by nature, most of us, if given the option to choose between the wide lane or the narrow lane, most would go for the wide lane, as the narrow lane kind of reeks of restriction. I mean, life, man. It's to experiment, push the boundaries, variety, you know, the spice of life kind of vibe. I'll choose where and when I lay my foot down on whatever path suits my moment. That's me. I can crisscross my life lane, wander aimless should I wish. Yeah. But hang on reflection, that means I do need to add some caution and a tad of wisdom to the mix, so as to reduce a few boots in the bum along the broad way. Boy, they can come at a price. Caution doesn't necessarily mean fear, freaking out with every move, wearing eyes in the back of your head. Caution just means giving some thought to where you lay your feet down, on what, and whose path. And wisdom, well, that's something we all need a pinch of, and it's available at the asking, so I'm told. You know, it's never too late to adjust your lane, to rein yourself in a little, to make life a little easier to manage. I mean, you could be surprised at what you can create and develop in a slightly confined space. However, that's for you to choose. But this I know, there is life in the narrow lane. Evan Silver.